Making our way towards 1 o'clock, you're still live on the Xolani Gwala show with myself, Thembi Gilliam Khototo. We want to bring you an update on the story around the ANC spokesperson, Pule Mabi, his former personal assistant who accused him of sexual harassment. Now reportedly meeting with the ANC in the past 24 hours, Mabi, last week you'll remember, was cleared of the allegations made against him by a grievance panel saying it found no evidence of sexual harassment. Let's speak to a representative for Mabe's accuser. That's Brenda Madumisha Pajibo. She joins us now on the phone. Good afternoon to you, Brenda. So this meeting that's said to have taken place yesterday, are you able to tell us what was discussed?
So the meeting was ready to conclude on between the employer and the employee, and what offer is on the table. As you would recall, the findings are that both parties must return to work. Our point of departure is that how can she return to work in the same area as Mr. Mabi? And that was our point, that it cannot be. So there has been an agreement that there will be a different deployment to ensure that that does not happen.
And I'm looking at a statement here just given to me where the woman is saying that her witnesses were meant to testify at this inquiry, eight of them she had, but only one of the eight was called. Why do you believe that was?
I mean, we raised the point to find out why that was not the case, and the attitude was that, you know, she mentioned those individuals didn't mean that they'll all be asked to come in and testify. The panel was going to talk to some of them. If you look at a name like Nomvula Nomgonyane, it's one of those that he had requested that she must be asked to testify, and what they did was to go and talk to her, and we don't even know what she said to the panel, because her statement was never shared with anyone. Even when you read the document, it does not say what Nombula said or any other of the three that came, other than the two or three that Pule Mabi mentioned.
Very briefly then, Brenda, given what you just told me and the fact that you are saying that while the woman concerned here has had to be questioned at great lengths, the perpetrator, being Pule Mabi, as you allege, has been emboldened by the outcome and gets off scot-free within the ANC. What are you going to do now to challenge the outcome from the grievance panel?
So you are aware that the victim, being Khwarano, has already laid this case with the police. So it was done last year. Now we're taking this matter up, and we are challenging the outcomes, because internally there's no process. They've told us that it is closed. So we'll go outside of the ANC and go to the CCMA, for an example. So that's what we're doing.